Welcome back. We're the new You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. That's right. We're a podcast, and it's new this week. Nothing's new other than the news and what it means to you. We do that every week, and we have a great guest coming up. And I can't remember whether it is Dr. Peter Rabbins, The Family Guide to Caring for People Who Have Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Loss. He's the author of, now in its fourth edition, the classic Bible on this, The 36-Hour Day, so you'll want to get to 854B. Or whether I did The Latest Food Trends and Innovations in Food with Dr. Jonathan Deutsch, who's the professor of culinary arts and science at Drexel University. He may be 853B, or I may have confused them. I recorded them the same day last week, and I can't remember who's whom, but it doesn't matter. They're both great interviews. You'll enjoy both of them. And if you don't get to hear Dr. Peter Rabbins on the 854B, you'll want to go back to 853B if you haven't heard him, 853B that is, because he did a superb, outstanding job. What are we going to talk about this week? Well, leftover opioids are a common dilemma for surgical patients, especially since more than a third of all people in the United States were prescribed opioids last year. Sit down. Grab a cup of coffee and think about that. More than a third of us got opioids prescribed. And that's my sip of coffee. Coffee does make you younger. 13 reasons may have triggered suicide searches online. That's right, we had a 50% increase in suicide searches. What should you do about that if you find one of your kids or relative doing a suicide search? Gum infections linked to several cancers in women. The generic drug industry has brought huge cost savings in the past, but they've stopped doing that. Why? Sleep health and wellness. A sleep study finds that the fewer hours you snooze, the heavier you are. And on average, for each hour less you snooze a night on average, you are 6 pounds heavier, or an inch and a quarter to an inch and a half in your waist heavier. That's bad fat. That's that visceral fat that causes you to gain a lot of bad inflammation in your body. Workplace accident death rate is higher for older adults, not just a little higher, a lot higher. We'll talk about it and what you should do about it, especially if you're a workplace adult. 15 states have now appealed the EPA delay of stricter air quality standards. Is this right? You betcha it's right. One of the problems with the EPA and with the regulations and doing away with them is they're doing away with a lot of safeties for health. You responded well, though. They are not changing because of your responses to the FDA. They are not changing the deadline for getting in the food labeling of added sugars and added syrups. It's still going to be April. I think it's April 21st, 2018. Weight gain between pregnancies is tied to gestational diabetes. Can a drink a day keep diabetes away? Yeah, but maybe not for those women who are in the pregnancy-bearing ages. Should they have that if they're trying to get pregnant? We'll talk about that in a few seconds. The FDA aims to lower nicotine in cigarettes to get smokers to quit. We've got to thank the FDA commissioner for this one. This may be a huge benefit. Being born in the U.S. stroke belt is tied to higher dementia risk, even if you move away. And one piece of good news we're going to leave you with today, there is good news on headphones and hearing loss. Let's start with the leftover opioids. It turns out that more than half of surgical patients end up with overprescribed painkillers, and they don't know what to do with them. What do you do with them? Go to the Drug Enforcement Administration website. That is, you can just Google it, Drug Enforcement Administration, and look for what to do with disposal. They list the disposal locations by zip code on the Drug Enforcement website. And that's what to do, because more than a third of us get prescribed opioids in a year. Many of us, one-seventh of us, have operations, but most of us have excess opioids left over. Dispose of them the right way. Don't leave them hanging around just in case you might get pain. Or if you're going to leave them around, make sure that you tell your spouse about it or tell your significant other and lock them up in a locked container, no average container. By the way, we know there are a lot of probiotics now being sold in food, and I love probiotics in food. But to make sure the probiotic makes it past your stomach acid and makes it in a large enough quantity to be useful to you, get a supplement a day with at least 4 billion live cultures. And I believe you should get it in the GG form of lactobacillus. Those are, why is it called lactobacillus GG? It's because the two guys both had last names that started with G's who figured out how to make bacteria that were resistant to stomach acid so it got it by. That's why we want lactobacillus GG. It's to get the lactobacillus into your intestine. And if it's in that form and gets 4 billion cultures in a pill form, it's likely to make it past your stomach acid in an amount that makes a difference to you. I think that's important. Now, let's go to another subject that's dear to your heart. That is, how much salt do you get? And this is a interesting study that shows that the average American gets 3.5 grams. If you give this on average to animals, this will cause you to develop heart disease and heart thickening and hypertension over time. And that's what happened in this study when they looked at people this is in the United States. Yep, it is in the United States. When they looked at these 3,000 adults and saw how much sodium they were getting, the average American was getting 3.7 grams, 3,700 milligrams of sodium, the equivalent of 2 tablespoons of table salt. The problem is that amount was enough to damage the hearts at a twofold greater rate than the people who got 2,500 milligrams a day. 13 reasons. Where's the largest cause of sodium in your diet? It's not the salt shaker. It ends up being bread and pizza and things with bread grain in it. They're made with a lot of sodium. I didn't know that either before I started studying this, but they are. The 13 reasons may have triggered suicide searches. Google says there's a 19% increase in suicide searches in the last 3 weeks after the program 13 Reasons did its 13 episodes. That's a 900,000 over the 13 episodes. What do you do? Make sure you know that the person who's watching it or who's doing the suicide search knows there is help. Remember this show, 13, I think it's called 13 Reasons, ends up with the prime host, the prime actress, committing suicide. There is no need to do that. We have a lot of help in America. You can go to suicide hotlines, get help for whoever it is doing the search. If it's you, call the suicide hotline in your area. It's an 800 toll-free number, and get help for yourself or get help for other people. Researchers found what's known as periodontal disease, that serious infections in the mouth that is caused by bacteria in dental plaque. So if you floss your teeth, and I hope you do, but if you don't, go and get a flosser brush and floss your teeth. And if it starts to bleed, your gums start to bleed, then you've probably got a serious gum infection. This increases the risk of people. They looked at 65,000 women who were between 54 and 86 years of age, and after average follow-up of 8 years, there was 7,000 cases of cancer. And you're about 50% more likely to develop cancer if you have periodontal disease. You're more likely to have cancer of the esophagus, more likely to have cancer of the lungs, more likely to get gallbladder cancer, more likely, even 13% more likely to get breast tumors, and 23% more likely. Why is that? Because it creates inflammation. And inflammation in your body uses your immune system. So instead of rooting out the cancers as your immune system does, we all get about 10 new cancer cells a day, instead of, or have them at any one time in the day. Instead of rooting out those cancer cells, what happens when you have inflammation, like from periodontal disease, is your immune system is fighting that and not fighting what you should do. What do? Floss at least once a day. See your dental professional every 6 months to get your teeth evaluated and cleaned. So I can't tell you that strong enough. It's easy. You do it once a year. It's not even painful. Your teeth look a little whiter. You look like a better smile. And in addition, you'll be healthier throughout your body. Less likely to have heart attacks. Less likely to have type 2 diabetes. All kinds of things. Less likely to have memory dysfunction in the long run. And less likely to have cancers. The generic drug industry brought huge cost savings. That is, there were pills that were very similar, biologically the same, but instead of being under patent. And these generally meant that, in fact, they were about a tenth the cost, because drug companies recover their cost when they bring a new drug out and they have patent protection for a number of years. But, for example, atorvastatin, which is Lipitor, went off patent. What happened? It went from about $140 for a month's supply to $4. Huge savings. Crestor went off. Same type of savings. Huge savings. But there are a lot of savings that aren't being passed on to you. Drug companies are not keeping it as less expensive or as low a price as they used to. And it's because low levels of competition. We don't have as high competition, as great competition as we used to. And that's bringing the price of the generics up to be not as competitive or not as low priced as they used to be. What should you do? Look for low-priced generics. Go online. Find out the lowest-priced generic that is reliable, and those are good. Sleep studies. What does this latest sleep study find? It finds that for every hour under 7 you sleep, so if you sleep 6 hours, you have a waist that's 1.25 inches larger, which means you gain about 6 pounds more than the person who gets a full 7 to 8 hours sleep. That belly fat, that causes inflammation in you as well. Bad news. What's the suggestion? Make sure you get enough sleep. So plan for sleep. What does that mean? It means that if you know you're going to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and you need 7 hours, you need an hour and a half to go to bed and fall asleep, an hour and a half before midnight. So you need to plan 10:30. If it takes you a half hour to get ready for bed, to get the 10 minutes of hygiene and 10 minutes of meditation and 10 minutes of planning emergency things like making lunch for the next day, you got to go to bed at 10:30. Go to bed safely at 10. Wake up at 5:30. You're doing great. And you'll probably be much thinner than the person who goes to sleep after midnight. Workplace accidents are rising for older humans. What do we mean by that? The analysis showed that the workplace fatality rate for all workers and for those 55 and over has decreased 22% over the last 10 years. But it still is 50 to 100% higher in older workers. What does it mean for you? It means that you have to be really, very careful if you're over the age of 55 and working in a place where you could have an accident, such as where trucks, etc., are moving. What's the secret? Do that game I always tell you about, which is shared decision-making, or if you go on the Cleveland Clinic website, you can get it at ubrain.science and do the game that shows up. It is a speed of processing game, and those speed of processing games mean that you have to get much more aware of your environment and can react to it. The second place thing I want all people over the age of 55 to do is to go to a YMCA or go to some place like that and learn how to fall. Learning how to fall will save you broken bones. It'll teach you how to roll when you fall. It'll save you broken bones and injuries, and it'll make your life much safer as a worker. And those are real hard data that we've got, but they're very good data. I know we're running out of time for the news of the week, and this, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where we give you the information you need to make to take control of your health. Now, 15 states appealed the EPA delay of stricter air quality standards. That is, in June, they extended the deadline. Mr. Pruitt, who is the secretary of the EPA, and he's the cabinet secretary, extended it. And the EPA has chosen to put polluters before the health of Americans, according to the New York Attorney General. What should you do? Make sure you move, you keep your windows closed if you live near a freeway, and when you're out under a viaduct or in a tunnel, keep your windows closed. But what you need to do is live further from freeways and to get out in the clean air. And if you live away from more than 2.5 blocks from a freeway or from a busy traveled street, open your windows, especially on the side farthest from the traffic, and that'll help you. And avoid phthalates or artificial, if you will, fragrances in your home as much as possible. Let's get one more. Weight gain between pregnancies is tied to gestational diabetes. That's right. People who gain, women who've gained a substantial amount of weight, and how much does that mean? It meant that they gained 10 or more pounds between pregnancies. That is, from their first pregnancy, from before their first pregnancy to before their second pregnancy. If you gain more than 10 pounds and are 5 feet, 6 or below, or more than 15 pounds, if you're 5 feet, 6 and above, those people had a 50% greater risk of developing diabetes during pregnancy. And women who had gained, more than that, had gained 20 pounds, had a fivefold increased risk. Fivefold. That's huge. Now, coupled with that, so what do you want to do? Get thin after pregnancy. Best way is to breastfeed. You lose 500 calories a day. Don't drink or eat more. You want to drink more water, but not more alcohol. And that goes with, can a drink a day keep diabetes away? Well, there's some data in this study where they looked at 70,000 men and women who didn't have diabetes at the start of the study. They followed them in Denmark for, I think it was 14 years, and those who had an average of one drink a day for men, half a drink a day for women, as an average over a week. So compared to non-drinkers, they were 43% less likely to develop diabetes in men, and women 58% less likely. I don't think it's a reason to start drinking if you haven't, but it does show you there's something new that we don't understand. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD and iHeart. Thanks for listening. This was session 854A. We have a great guest coming up. As I said, it is either Dr. Peter Rabbins, the 36-hour day, caring for patients with Alzheimer's, dementia, and decreased memory. This is the real Bible. He knows the information. He gave a great interview. Or, and I apologize for not knowing which one it is, Dr. Jonathan Deutsch, who teaches about the new trends in food and what's healthy and what's not. If you don't get to either of them, if one of them isn't the one you wanted to hear, go back to 853B. I did those two sessions together. I apologize because I can't remember which one is which. But in any case, they both give you great information, one on food and food trends, one on how to care for someone who's developing dementia, what you should do to be a better caregiver and to make sure you protect yourself. Thanks for listening. Thanks, and I think it's Sean for great engineering. It may be Kevin or Ben. They all do a great job at engineering this show. So thank you, and thank you for downloading us. Do rate us. You are key, and we want to make sure we get the things you want. You can email me always at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another top medical news of the week and what it means to you, so that you can live at the top of your curve. Thank you.